Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
Like I was told at a young age that my purpose of life was to change the channel on the TV.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Oh, we started.
Well, you came in here this morning saying it was about to go down, so I thought I might want to start recording right off the bat, just in case.
Yep, that's a good idea. It's a really good idea. Look. Before, I want to give it at least 5 to 10 minutes before I drop the cannonball.
Okay.
Or whatever. Okay. Whatever the equivalent of completely fucking over our own podcast is that you pulled on me on that Baldo episode, I'm ready. But I think we should talk about the holidays first before this whole podcast goes to shit. That way, like if somebody comes and checks it out, right, that they're going to be like, oh, okay, these are all don't always talk about sex, right? Like, that's what people want is, like, me and you talking about sex toys, right? I mean, you say that we're so qualified and so limber to be able to, like, pull those moves, you know? So
how was your Christmas? Our Christmas was great. We did Christmas morning here and then Christmas at G-Maw's. The kids got so much crap. They were complaining about not knowing where to put it in their rooms. That's when you know Christmas was too good.
Wow.
When they were like, but Dad, how are we going to clean up? We don't have any place to put stuff in our room. I'm like, you need to go in there and find some room. I'll go in there and find room. I'll throw away some stuff if that's the case. But,
We always do that. Like, right before Christmas, we'll have the kids go through their room and, like, what do you want to donate of your toys so other kids can have, you know, your last year's Christmas or whatever, you know, and we'll dump away like a whole fucking garbage bag and donate all that shit. So
that's smart. That's very smart. We need to do the same thing.
Yeah. Like, we don't want them to be hoarders. So, like my wife's got basically like almost the equivalent of one in one out policy with things into our house. So
Yeah.
Like if I got another 3D printer, I'd have to like, get rid of a piece of furniture or some shit. I don't know.
There's no more couches in your house. What's going on, Luke? Well, you know, 3D printers.
Some people got a meth habit. He's got a 3D printing habit. I just dropped my glasses. But it was great, man. You know, like in, so it was funny, man. Like, I decided that I would make my family presents this year, right?
Yeah.
And it went over really well, right?
Yeah.
And it was funny. So, like, I made, you know, you've seen those annoying gift boxes where you got to, like, unscrew all the things to get it open, right?
Yeah, we talked about it. I think last podcast, I think you mentioned that you were going to make them, but I haven't printed one myself, but I've seen them, and, yeah, they're fucking cool.
Yeah. So, I think I did it at an appropriate level. For all the my wife and kids, right? So, like, Bubs, his attention span is very short, right? If something is too hard, he will quit. So I made him a box that had 11 screws in it, right?
Yeah.
You know, very easy, right?
But enough. Yeah.
He still complained about it, right? Which is great. I made I made my wife one with one screw, right? You just turn the bow and it opens, right? She is not going to unscrew shit, right?
Yeah. You have to know the level of commitment each person is going to be willing to put in.
You got it, dude. Like, if it's more difficult than opening a jar, she's not interested, right?
Yeah.
And then my daughter, who is extra, I made her the one that has 120 screws, right? And like I purposely did it where I put jelly beans in the middle, right? So that way she shook it. It sounds like there's something in there, right? And I 3D printed a gift card, right?
Also, because I got her boba, and the place was like has a big sign that says "We sell gift cards," and no one in there knew how to sell a gift card. So that was the other reason I did this. But I also figured, like, hey, if she decides to give up, like, fuck it, right? She doesn't care, right? Yeah, I don't care. Like, I'll just tell her what's in it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But she loved it, right? She loved it. She's like, why did you do this? I'm like, because you are extra and you're proud of it. So, like, the here is extra, right? And she loved it, right? So I posted the video of me making it, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And that video did really well on Insta. It got close to 100,000 views. On TikTok, it did well. I'm like, cool. Then I posted the video of her opening it, right?
Yeah.
That fucking thing went viral, okay? So on TikTok, it got like 200,000 views. And like on Instagram, it got right now it's at 1.1 million views.
Oh, wow. Right? Yeah.
Dude, and I've gotten a few hundred followers off of this. And I don't know if I got the followers because of the video or because of the comment section. Dude, right?
I saw the comment section. I saw this video. I was here for the comments. I'll tell you that much.
Dude, the comments, and I don't know if you saw me going after these people. Right?
I did. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. So like I got so many trolls this time and I've been waiting. Okay. Everybody else gets fucking trolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they get so worked up and fucking upset about it. Right. I've been waiting. I've been dying. I've been like, holy shit, when is this ever going to happen to me where people start saying mean stuff to me in the comment section? I've been waiting to respond to them. I don't know if they were prepared for how I would respond to them. And the best part is my daughter sat there looking over my shoulder as I read and responded to all the comments.
Oh, right? That's funny. Yeah.
And she's like looking at him. She's like, why are people being so mean? And I was like, I don't know, to be honest with you. I was like, I don't give two fucks about anybody who looks at a minute long video and from that decides I'm a bad dad. Right.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I look, and I used it as a lesson for her of like how little fucks I give with other people's opinions. Right.
Yeah, or
because like she. Yeah, and how I deal with them. And for her, she struggles with that. Right. She's at that age where like kids are starting to bully each other. You know, these girls are mean to each other, you know?
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to handle it and she gets upset by it. So I use it as a, like, look, I've been telling you, I don't give a fuck what people say about me. Right. Like, let me show you how little fucks I give. And I, dude, that video has fucking hundreds of negative comments.
Hundreds. So hundreds. Many. Yeah.
Dude, narcissist. I'm an evil dad. I'm raising my kids to, like I'm raising my kids wrong. Like all this shit. And I'm like, I've been waiting for you fuckers. Thank God you fucking finally showed up.
Yeah, it's funny. It's so funny how people just like will see one video and think that they can read into everything. Like, I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, if you don't know Ellie and you don't know her personality and whatnot, she was kind of giving you like some evil looks in the video, you know what I mean? Of like, but not like, yeah, I mean, excuse me. It is supposed to be funny though. You know what I mean? And like, I don't understand why people get so worked up about it. Like you're such a mean dad because she has to unscrew 100 screws.
Like that's the only gift I got her too.
Why? Like, I love people's face. I love people's comments that were like, look at the smile on his face. He's getting so much enjoyment out of his kid's misery.
First of all, none of those people who commented those comments were Gen X. Okay. None of them. Right.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Dude, you want to talk about parents getting enjoyment out of the misery, right? Dude, that's the life I grew up, man. I was told at a young age that my purpose of life was to change the channel on the TV, right? Yeah. Right before like the fucking remote worked, right? Or like if the remote broke or the remote was out of reach. That was my purpose in life, was to go there and hit the fucking turn the knob on the TV to a different channel by my grandparents and my parents. You know?
Turn the knob. Is that
adjust the antenna, right?
Holy moly.
Before the
Do you remember doing that?
Oh yeah, bro. I'm not as old as you, but I do remember doing
fuck
that.
Fuck you. It's not like you're fucking like kid's age, you asshole. You're not a millennial. Are you a millennial?
No, bro. I'm 47.
Okay. Yeah, you're fucking old too.
I know.
So
that's funny.
So yeah, I thought it was great. And it really prompted some good conversations with my daughter.
Oh, you know? Sure. Yeah. As it should. I mean, because this allows you to talk about a bunch of stuff. I mean, yes, it was funny.
Yes.
The prank, that was funny. The enjoyment you guys got amongst each other. But then also the other side of it of, this is look how easy it is for people to not read, to read into a situation that they know nothing about. You know what I mean? Like,
people don't understand me. I'm not raising my daughter to be nice and sweet and loving. I'm raising her for world domination. Right?
So true.
Want her. Look, and you, if you ask her, she'll tell you, I do what I like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no telling her what to do. Well, there is telling her what to do, but you know, I have to put my foot down hard. There is rationalizing with her, getting her to understand your logic. And like, dude, look, the first thing she said to you, okay, and this was what, like 2 years ago, okay, and like, it's almost 2 years at this point. It was over a year, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we've known each other for longer than 2 years, but yeah.
She hung out with your daughter for what, 20 minutes before she came and yelled at you?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
To tell you that you're a bad dad?
She was disappointed in me. She was disappointed in me. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I mean, I knew Ellie wasn't going to be bothered by this video by any means, or by the comments. I knew she would be get right into the mix with you in it. I just think it's funny, man. I just, the fact that people have so much time on their hands to go out of the way to comment on something as trivial as a Christmas present. You know what I mean? Like that's just like,
oh, dude, it was great.
People have such negativity in their lives, man, that they just need to get it out.
I fucking loved it, bro.
I know you did.
I could not. It was my, that comment section was my Christmas gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's funny, man. Did you print that screwdriver for her?
Yep. Yep. That was part of the files for it.
Did she use that screwdriver?
Yeah. And then eventually she had my wife help her, and I gave my wife a real screwdriver, right? So, I texted you something, by the way.
Yeah, I just saw that.
It's been 10 minutes, okay? I told you I was going to wait 10 minutes, okay? Before you open this, okay? I just texted you something. Okay, so based off of our Baldo episode, right?
Yeah.
That episode might have changed our podcast forever.
Okay. It was like one of our most viewed podcasts.
And I've been getting comments from people I've never engaged with before. So this dude hits me up, right? I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
His name is Vern Makes. Never heard this dude before, right?
Yeah.
He sends me that link and he goes, only because I listened to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, so why don't you go through and take a look? And tell the people what I just sent you.
I just popped it open. First off, A plus on the name. Like, I love the name, first off. We'll just put it to you that way.
Yeah. Testacuzzi.
The name of the product is the Testacuzzi.
Which sounds like an Italian jacuzzi, right?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like some sort of like something you work after you work out, you get in a Testacuzzi. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to replenish your body? Jump in the Testacuzzi.
Jump in the Testacuzzi. So this thing is okay. So
it's the Testacuzzi too. So this is the follow up to the original Testacuzzi.
What exactly do you use this for? How does this work?
It's a fucking jacuzzi for your ball sack, bro.
I get the idea. But I mean, what I'm looking at the product and I'm like, so is the red spot, is that for your junk or your shaft to sit on?
So I think so. Look, I took a hard look at this. I took a hard look at this. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think right oh. that. Oh,
it's a massaging headrest, bro.
Dude, that's what that. Dude, read the fucking bullet points. Right, USB rechargeable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vibrating oh, massage.
I just got a notification. Somebody just added pussy juice energy drink to their a cart. Holy shit. Look,
I just got hit up by their vibrating, chat.
Oh yeah, vibrating massage pillow to rest your member on, right? So I guess yeah. that's you put your hammer on the red part, right? Yeah. Yeah. Bubbles to tickle and massage your boys, right? So it's got to bubble and make shit in there, right? Yeah. And then a wireless remote control for lovely hands-free experience. Dude, this is a quality product.
It looks like a quality product. It looks sexy.
I don't know how I physically would use this though, right? Like
how big is this thing? Because I mean, it doesn't look very big.
Does it have dimensions?
Yeah, I look at the dimensions on here.
I don't know. But ooh, you hit me up with the Baldo, right?
Yeah.
And now people are sending me this shit. And one of our fucking Patreons sent me a Baldo mug, right? Which Bubs used on Christmas. So he pulls the fucking mug out of the goddamn cabinet, right? Because I'm telling him I'm making him hot chocolate. He's like, perfect, Dad. And he grabs that mug, and I'm like, why'd you grab that one? He's like, I like it. I'm like, why? He goes, I don't know. It's got this fun little guy out there, and it says, keep on balling. And I'm like, okay. And my wife has not removed it. I had to explain it to her what it is, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's funny. We're leaving it in there.
Oh, shut right? up.
Yeah, because she's like, dude, she's like, she wants to see if, like, we have the family over for coffee if anybody gravitates towards that mug.
Oh, my God, dude. It passed Jackie's muster. That means it's going to be there forever. All right. Yeah. The Testacuzzi 2 is the perfect gift for the man that genuinely cares. Oh, hold on a second.
I mean, if they're saying it's...
The Testacuzzi 2 is the perfect gift for the man that genuinely cares about his testicles' happiness. One dunk of the boys into the fine testicle hot tub is sure to tickle your fancy and soothe your manliness. Be sure to order your testicle hot tub today. We'll keep you posted on delivery dates. This is not a gag gift, it's an actual product. But if you don't want to buy it for your friend, we'll let you call it a gag gift for men. Oh my gosh, dude, this thing's great.
I mean, if you got to explain on your website description that it's not a gag gift, right?
Got a bachelor, yeah. Got a bachelor party coming up. Imagine smiles on people's faces as they enter the room as they open up their selected Testacuzzi 2 and realize it's a real product. And for hours of enjoyment, who knew that bathing your testicles could be so much fun?
Wait, hold up. Hours of enjoyment, like
hours, bro.
Is that per session?
I don't know. How long do you think you could really enjoy that?
I don't know. I mean, physically, look, let's say, right, that the little reservoir area where you put your nuts in there, right,
yeah.
is about the size of your nuts, right? Okay. So let's say maybe that thing's like, what, 4 inches wide by like 5-6 inches long? Let's assume it's like that size, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming
that. How are you going to sit on that thing?
Yeah. That's the other thing is how do you do that? You must have
to get nut juice. Water all over your fucking house. Like, do you gotta like sit in it and the like you gotta straddle it, you gotta put it on a chair, like
do you hold it?
I don't know, man. There's no instructional video. There's no like I feel like I wish that like they had the instructions on here, right? Is there like a support section for their website?
I'm looking for anything. I don't see anything as far as like yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, and then oh, God. Dude, they also have dick flops on their website.
Yeah, but they're definitely not. Oh, the Daily Nut. What's that?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Testacuzzi, bubbles and vibes. Bubbles and Vibes music video. Oh, shut up, dude. They have a music video?
What?
Oh, my God.
Do they really?
It says
Bubbles. Where, how'd you find that?
So go up to the top of those three little lines.
Yeah.
Click on those three little lines, and then it says the Daily Nut. Did you ever say the Daily Nut? Click on that.
Oh, my. Bubbles and Vibes. Holy shit. Oh, my God. There's a fucking commercial for this thing. Like, it's probably one of those. Oh, it's on fucking YouTube. There goes my YouTube algorithm. Oh, the me.
Bubbles and Vibes. Bubbles and Vibes.
Yeah. Bubbles and Vibes.
Dude, can you download this music?
Download, yeah.
Dude, they've got
people
in here.
I don't have some very attractive young ladies shaking their butts around a Ferrari.
Dude, I'm gonna have to watch this video later. Are there comments on this video? There's three comments on this video.
Dude, you gotta
hold on. Got a brand new hot tub for my balls. Yeah, it's hella cool. Or maybe it's hot. It's better than your mom. That's what I got. Get it in black or get it in red. Red, soak your nuts before you go to bed. But wait, there's something more. It don't just bubble it, fast for sure. Bubbles,
Bubbles, dude, we gotta get that song as a regular thing on the podcast, right?
Do you have
a segment of what stupid ass shit did somebody send me this week? And then you could drop that music, right? Bubbles and Vibes. Dude, I had I talked to Jackie about this last night, right? Yeah. I had probably a fucking, I don't know, 20-minute conversation with her about how the fuck do you think this would be used? Oh, first annual drinking games? Dude, they're fucking, their Daily Nut thing is probably the wildest fucking blog I've ever seen. Like,
I can't stop watching this video, bro.
Dude, it's a fucking great video.
We're gonna have to this video. I'll have to figure out how to put this link in the podcast group. Not today, obviously, but
if you need me to help you with the download and the audio off of that, I've got that down to a science.
No, I'm already screen recording. I'm already screen recording it right now.
What you do is you just get the app Go Record. Oh, well, your regular screen recorder might work. Sometimes a regular screen recorder won't do the audio, at least for me.
Oh, no, this works. This is how I got all the stuff for the rest of the stuff. I just recorded it right off.
You're doing it right now?
I'm doing it right now. I'm screen recording it right now.
Wait, are you gonna live, like, fucking download it, separate the audio, and then put it as the outro music for when we read the Patreon list?
Just keep talking, bro. I'm gonna make magic happen. I'm gonna try anyways.
Fuck yes. Dude, this is the kind of look, our podcast wasn't about shit before, right?
And definitely, like, not now.
It's and we're safe on Patreon, right? Because we're already categorized as a sex themed podcast on Patreon.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, Bubbles and Vibes, great. Dude.
I don't know if I would want black or red. I mean, the red is sexy. The red is a sexy look. I'm still confused on. I think you need to make your own, like, some sort of apparatus to sit. I mean, otherwise, I guess holding it. Oh, maybe it's laying down. Maybe you lay down.
How then? You're fucking no. It's gotta be.
No, it's gotta be a sitting position.
You gotta think. Like, I'm thinking. Like, see, my thought is that, like, it's got to be sitting up on, like, a chair or, like, on a toilet seat lid, right? Because, like, how are you going to maneuver your legs and shit? Like if you I don't think that if you put it on the floor, okay, that I could squat down on my knees low enough to get my shit in there without hurting myself, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it, right? And then like, so if I sat with my legs pointing out, the weight of my body might shove that thing up my back door, and that it would be unpleasant. Right?
Do you think they've thought about, like, the idea of it, like, slipping around, and there's, like, a rubber pad on the bottom or some sort of like the edge, suction the cup edge. Feet.
Dude, my concern is, right, is that the edge around like the bowl part, it looks very, like, even though it's rounded over, it still looks pretty sharp. So, like, you can't put any weight on this thing, right? It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt. But did you see their beverage on there, the pussy juice drink? Energy drink? No. Dude, no. I just saw that. So I looked at that, right? And the description on that is just as ridiculous. It for $3 a can, right? Yeah. It says pussy juice for cat lovers. So obviously this is not, you know, a vagina based thing. So you were safe. Juice lovers and lovers of fine. Wait, can you want to play the balls to, bubbles and what was it? Bubbles and what?
I don't have it up yet. Hold on. Give me a second.
How long is this going to take you?
It's going to take a couple minutes. Give me a couple seconds.
Okay, fine. All right. So look, it says, do you love mixing drinks? So do we. Mix it with your favorite beverage of choice for a wild weekend, for a lazy afternoon. Pussy juice is an energy drink that will get you wired and fired up. The sweet nectar of life will have you feeling euphoria like no other. See the world through different eyes after you consume an energy boosting, soul expanding, hype inducing liquid. I wish anybody would describe me like that, like a soul expanding, energy boosting. And then it says this shit might as well be an elixir for your life. Don't be a dumbass. This is the fucking product description. Don't be a dumbass and drink too much and don't actually feed it into your pussy. This stuff is good to be wasted.
It's so aggressive.
It's too good to be wasted on anything but humans.
This is so like, aggressive.
What else would you waste that on? Just for some goddamn common sense when consuming. Oh, just use some goddamn common sense when consuming. And they're like, I mean, dude, this is fucking ridiculous, man. Oh, and I got a video for this shit too. I mean, bubbles and what? What was it? I mean, like
bubbles and vibes.
I don't know. It's a purple can, right?
Yeah.
And it's definitely an energy drink. What do you think this pussy juice drink tastes like? Man, for $3, I should send a case of it to Lee from Regal Street and ask him to give a sampling of it. Like, the testacuzzi is too expensive well above my $20, I don't fucking give a fuck threshold.
Did we look at a price? I don't remember looking at the price. What was the price?
It was on sale for $70, down from 100.
Yeah, which, I mean that's in that Baldo range where you're kind of like. I mean, I guess you said you found the Baldos for around 30, right? On some site, but
I mean, the Baldos found me for about 30. But yes, I did not go searching for how that Baldo online. That would be look, my algorithm is already up to some shit. Like I don't know how to handle that. But yeah, dude, the testacuzzi, man. I think that this is another fucking home run right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's sleek looking. It looks nice. It's got some sexy colors. I'm interested. I mean, because it's a dual function thing. You're chilling your nuts and you're getting a little massage on the top part. So I don't know how long you might be in there for an hour or so. You know what I mean? Like, depending on how long.
But dude, think about it like this. Okay. Think about it like this. Somebody listened to our Baldo podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the testacuzzi came across them somehow. Right.
Yeah.
And that person's Vern. His Vern first Dick. Thought was, I got to send this to Luke. Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's where people have associated me in their mind now, right? is odd nut based sex shit, okay? I mean, I'm flattered. I honestly am, you know, that people think of me at all. I mean, it might not have been my first choice for like context on that.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, wait, you know, have you met Luke? Yeah. What do you think about him? Well, he makes me think of nut-based sex toys. I mean, like getting off stuff? No. Just stuff for your balls, right?
Yeah, just stuff for your balls. Oh my god, dude, that is so funny.
That could be a good shirt name. No, it's for your balls. Put that on the list.
I still can't find any description of like size. I'm just so curious, like how big this thing is. Just because, I mean, it's not going to fit everybody. You know what I mean? Not everybody is going to have the same size. So
that is officially on the shirt list name now. I mean, dude, look, considering that I'm not an expert in this field, okay, but consider the average range of the size of an adult man's nutsack, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Plus or minus, let's call it a half inch, right? You could get a general idea how big that thing is.
Yeah, that's true. But you know how they say some guys are like...
Dude, maybe they need the Testacuzzi XL.
I'm not trying to say I would need that. I'm just saying there's difference, you know, people have different size, you know, yeah, situations going on.
Yeah. I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, dude, I'm just saying, you gotta have some big balls for that.
Biggest pair you've ever seen, Dingleberry.
Yep. That thing was $20 to be on the way to Dave Wirt's house right now. I'm just telling you.
You know what, dude? I think you underestimate how much people love fucking with you. I think $70
I do not fucking underestimate that, because the shit keeps coming to my house. I asked my wife yesterday, I go, if I get one more testicle related item to the house, do I need to get a P.O. box? Right? She's like, just send it to work. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, all the packages come into a one room with everybody's shit. And some of these fucking items are not discreet on the packaging. And I do not need fucking people at my office to be like, yo, why is Luke ordering sex toys? Right? I do not need to associate that with work.
Don't you think your buddy would understand?
He would, but it's a co-working building, bro. It's not like it's coming to our specific office, right? There's like fucking 500 people coming to this building a day from different companies that all share the same mailroom. That would be a fucking bad idea, man. Like, wow, you did it already. Yeah. Let's talk about the Testacuzzi 2. Released from, what's the name of this company's website? Dude, I can't. Dude, this is so good. It's hella cool. I mean, this is so good. I mean, that's the website.
Bubbles and vibes.
Do you see their logo? It's a squirrel with two nuts.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes sense, right?
Dude, oh my you know God. What's funny is? If you let this thing run for like another minute, people are going to walk in to like listen to our podcast, right? And they're going to be like going into their office at their family's house or getting home and be like, bubbles and vibes.
Bubbles and vibes. Bubbles and vibes. Yeah, I mean, Ben from Willowwood's going to be humming this around his shop.
Bubbles and vibes. This is a banger. I wonder if it's on Spotify, and if it is, I wonder how many listens it's had, right? This has to be on fucking Spotify, dude.
It's catchy. Bubbles and vibes.
Dude, it's a banger, man. Wait, yeah. Bubbles and vibes.
At least it doesn't have a weird cutoff point, so I don't really need to loop this one. I mean, it would be nice to be looped, and maybe I'll get to that. But
okay, I haven't found it on there is a playlist called Bubbles and Vibes. Can you see the picture on here of the pug in the tub with the cigar?
That's a shirt I want right there.
Okay, right, so oh my god. Oh, yeah, maybe I gotta hit the song button. Yeah, it's not on Spotify.
Oh my god.
Dude, you think Kamani could do a remix to this?
Dude, that would be clutch.
Dude,
could you get Lee and Kamani to do a duo video with this song?
Dude, it could be. Look,
if
it could be the song that brings them together. It could be the song that brings them together in their rap battle. You know, we got to find something to, you know, to bring them together. Maybe
I'm going to tell you right now, Ben, look, listen to this, okay? If Kamani and Lee made a music video for this song, okay, and for the Joy Dory podcast, I would spend at least $40 to promote it, like when you buy ads, right?
Yeah.
I would use the joiner account and I would spend $40 of the $50 of the Patreon money, right? To promote this video, to promote the podcast.
Yeah. I think it'd be full worth it. Fully worth it.
I mean, look, I would pay to promote that video.
Dude, I was just thinking about that money. Did you ever actually support the Polish Retriever and Mayo podcast?
Yeah.
Anybody who listens, did they actually mention us?
They mentioned it.
They did mention it. Okay, I haven't heard. So
yeah, we're official patrons of the. I mean, because like most of our patrons are patrons of that podcast because you know that's a reputable podcast.
It makes sense that we should support them as well.
Look, I love this fucking song, dude. You gotta be honest. I love this fucking song. Dude, I'm gonna play this. Look, at some point today, I'm gonna ride in the car with my wife, and I want to play this song.
I'll be fine with that. I don't want to hear Bubs and Ellie walking around singing Bubbles and Vibes. Okay, so just do me that favor. Tell me, please promise me you won't introduce it to your kids already.
I mean, do you really? There's nothing wrong. Like, well, I mean, if you get into hear the lyrics, the chorus, there's nothing wrong with it, right?
The Bubbles and Vibes part is fine. I mean, if they were walking around just singing Bubbles and Vibes and not knowing what the rest of the song was about, I could chuckle to that. But
dude, you know, they're sitting around, right? The Testacuzzi guy, and he was like, you know what, man? Like, all these bubbles are so cool. I'm just vibing, man. This is giving me such a good vibe. And they're like, that would be a great fucking song. And they're like, let's make a music video. I know this rapper, right? And that, like, because if you own a Testacuzzi company, what are the odds are that you know a rapper, right? Probably high.
I'd say pretty high. I'd say that's, you know, something that is in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, like I got to imagine that he knows this artist personally.
Porn stars and rappers, I would say.
That's a lifestyle that, I mean, that is fascinating from the outside, but I think it would be exhausting.
Completely exhausting. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I like the idea of thinking like, oh, yes, fucking strippers and fucking hookers and, like, you know, partying all the time. Like, dude, you know how much cocaine at my age, like how much cocaine I would have to do to just keep up with the average people in there? It would be unhealthy. Dude, I don't know if it'd be less healthy than the lifestyle I'm currently living, but it would still be unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean, how many boats can you party on in one weekend? I mean, Jesus.
I mean, seriously, I got to party on my boat. I got to go party on your boat.
Your
and
boat.
Then, like, fucking five more people's boats I got to go party on this weekend. I mean, it's a fucking lot of boat parties.
It's a lot of boats, bro. It's a lot of boats.
Did you know my ugly Christmas center was boats and ho-ho-hos?
Wait, what?
I wore that to my brother-in-law's house. My ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh, shut up.
And ho-ho-hos. Yeah. Dude, if you let this music loop for the rest of the podcast, I'm okay with that. Right?
I don't think we can stop it at this point. It's going to sound awkward.
Dude, you know what you should do is you should put tape over the button that is with the button you would need to stop it. Right?
Oh, wait, I forgot it has a loop capability. I forgot. I found that after I looped everything.
Oh, really?
I went back and I was reading on the thing and I could actually loop it. I'm going to try it right now.
Yeah, go for it.
There's a little loop button. We'll see if it works. I didn't check it on the other one to see how clean it was, but the other one was too choppy. I needed to clean it up anyways. But
I mean, dude, seriously,
we'll see if this goes.
Look, that's the thing is that when you come to this podcast, you're also gonna get music that is gonna fuck you up, right? Because there's no,
not bad.
It's, you know, it's gonna fuck you up, like listen to this podcast, because you're gonna be singing the fucking weirdest fucking music, man. Dude.
Dude, I would love a fucking... Dude, you know what? Look, Lee, if you want to fucking organize one of your video, your music videos for the podcast patrons around this song...
It would have to be purchased to be in the video. You would have to be holding the testacuzzi at some point in the video. I bet you could 3D print a model of it, dude. Not be, have it not be real, but you could probably you could model it up on 3D print.
I could probably do that. That's not unrealistic. I'll be honest. My skills are probably at that point.
Put a pin in this one, dude. We got to talk about this later. I just had a brilliant idea.
Oh, fuck, I can't wait. You know, we should get a third person to be on the podcast, right? Just to do the fact checking and to execute all the stupid ideas. You're writing it down. This is how excited you are about your fucking idea. You're fucking writing it down so you don't forget, dude.
I am.
Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what this is going to be. Oh.
Thanks for the idea, Dave Miller. Anyways.
You know when we started this podcast, okay? Like, what, 2 seasons ago?
Oh, I thought you meant this morning. I thought we were just...
In the very beginning, right?
You're going way back.
I did not expect where this would be headed to, but it feels natural. I'll be real.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the whole podcast isn't going to swing this way, I doubt, but you might get a little every once in a while.
Okay, wait. Hold up. What happens if, like, this podcast, we have 3 times the amount of listeners, okay? And fucking, like, our Instagram page bumps up to, like, you know, 2,000, 3,000 followers, right?
We would need a female code.
What if our Patreon list, okay, got to like 50, 60 people after this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
we would need a female co-host to really take it to the next level.
who would you think would be a good female co-host?
Tiffany. I think she'd be perfect.
Oh, God. Oh, you didn't even think about that. That does make a lot of sense.
She would be all in for this.
Dude, Tiffany would fucking... Dude, Tiffany gives off bubbles and vibes, dude.
If we're not careful, that's gonna be a t-shirt or something of ours, bubbles and vibes.
Dude, we were joking around on Clubhouse one day about her doing a podcast called Hot for Hardwoods, right?
That was on my episode with her. That was on your Patreon.
That was what it is.
That was with Debbie and you and Tiffany afterwards.
Dude, and she ran with that. She ran with that for a while.
So, yeah, Hot for Hardwoods.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got little ears.
What's up? Bubbles and vibes. Bubbles and vibes. You guys are feeling this music while he's talking to his kids, right?
No, I said I'm doing my podcast.
That's bye. What our podcast is. Who was that, Penny?
That was Penny.
What was she asking for?
I got to drive into LA today to go pick up my credential for the Rose Bowl game.
She wants to go with you?
She wants to go with me. So,
yeah.
She thought I was going. She was just double checking to see if we were done. And I said, we're not done yet. She's like, oh, okay.
Are you guys going to do anything special when you're making your trip?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. I was thinking while we're out there, maybe I'll, you know, we'll stop
somewhere. Can you drop the music down just a little bit of volume?
I can't, unfortunately.
Perfect. Then don't. Wait, so you're going to do anything special when you, like, go with her?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I was thinking about maybe taking her and doing something. Because we're going out to L.A. And we don't go out to – I don't take them out to L.A. that often. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll stop somewhere and get some food. You know, do a special lunch, daddy-daughter lunch somewhere.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I used to take her before Frankie was born on Saturday mornings for, like, the first, like, 2 years of her life. Every Saturday, I would take her and go to breakfast. And it would be daddy-daughter breakfast because Debbie would always want to sleep in. So, yeah. This is really weird talking about my daughter with this song on.
Dude, that's
the one part about this podcast. I don't know if we can straddle both sides, bro.
then let's not talk about the kid stuff anymore. I mean, because I'm going to be singing this song all day. Like, there's no fucking way. Like, there's no fucking way, you know?
Oh, so, Jesus.
Let me see if there's anything on my shit list that is not...
I think what I can do to adjust the volume problems, when I edit it in LumaFusion before I bring it into this program, I could probably drop the volume a little bit, and that'll help.
Yeah.
I'll do that next time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Wait, hold on, let me see my shit list. Oh, here, you know what we could talk about that's not kid related? Rebel Moon. Let's talk about that movie.
Oh, okay. Dude.
I feel like you and I... Okay, wait, look. Here, before anybody starts with any shit, I'm going to give you the backstory that I know about this movie. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know anything about it before I saw it and watched it.
Yes. There's a new movie. It's on... Okay, well, guys, I know this is a hard transition from Bubbles and Vibes to non-Bubbles and Vibes related conversation. Okay? Yes. So, here, let's just all take a deep breath real quick and pivot. Ready? All right, cool. Here's the deal with this movie, right? And I was hyped up about this movie.
Yeah.
Right? I was super hyped.
As soon as I watched it, I was like, this is so up Luke's alley. Yeah.
Dude, I did not love it. Okay. Here's the thing.
Oh.
This movie, so Zack Snyder was working with Disney, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he came up with this movie as a Star Wars movie, right? That's why it's called Rebel Moon. It was supposed to be a Star Wars.
No wonder there's so many Star Wars tie-ins. Okay.
It was supposed to be a Star Wars movie. And Got Disney it. Goes, you know what? Nah, we're good, right?
Really?
We don't want to do this. Yeah, so Disney was like, no. So Zack Snyder was like, well, you don't know what the fuck a good movie is. I'm the guy who made Justice League. And, you know, and like other shit like that, okay?
Oh, my God. I almost spit my fucking coffee all over my mic. I'm the guy who made Justice League. That must have been a hard sell in the room.
I'm the one who made the 4.5-hour cut of Justice League. What are you fucking talking about?
God. I know how to make a movie.
You don't know what you're fucking talking about, right?
Jesus, dude.
So he turns around and he's like, what can I do with this beautiful movie that I've scripted and planned out? And Netflix is like, I got enough money for that.
Yeah.
Right? Fuck it. I'm your Huckleberry. Right? They came out from like behind the fucking tree, smoking a cigarette, right? Little fucking collapsible shot glass in the left hand, a fucking cigarette in the other, and you're like, I'm your Huckleberry. I can make this movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's a multi-part movie. This is part one. And then Netflix is like blowing smoke rings. That's not a problem. I can do that. How many you want to make? 3 parts? 4 parts? No, we got that money. No problem. Right? Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they've been hyping it up like that, right? For a long fucking time. And when I saw the fucking trailer for this thing, I was like, I am all in on this shit. Okay?
Yeah.
All in.
Visually, like, it's really appealing. You know, it's got things that I thought you'd be all into, the aliens and the different crazy...
There are parts that I did like about the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's other parts where I'm like, fucking Zach, what the fuck, man? Okay. So before I shit all over this movie, I want to hear why you loved it. Okay.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was, I kind of took it. I didn't know any of the backstory. So I kind of took it as like, kind of like they were kind of ripping off Star Wars, but in a not quite, in like a tongue-in-cheek like, kind of way, like they...
I was like, this is going to be the Star Wars movie I've been waiting for.
Yeah, it was almost like an anti-Star Wars, right? I mean, it was a little different. I mean, but they still used the same terms like rebels and the Empire and the Alliance. And so there were all these terms, like Star Wars terms in the movie that makes it seem like it's a cheap ripoff
of you Star Wars. You could dub that movie into another language and easily make it a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically a Star Wars movie without the, you know, without the name. I mean, like I said, there's so many references to Star Wars in it as far as like the names of the character, you know, the names of the like the factions that they're all part of. You know what I mean? It's all basically laid out the same way, which made sense as soon as you said. And I said to Debbie when I was watching, I was like, this is such a Star Wars ripoff. Like it's so like, you know what I mean? Like, but that makes a total sense now.
It is a Star Wars ripoff.
It's a complete Star Wars ripoff. But
yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I wasn't like, this is the best movie ever, but it was entertaining. I liked the characters and stuff like that. You know, there were some badass characters in it. You know what I mean? Some, you know, so I don't know. Tell me what you hated about it. Cause I was a little surprised to hear that you didn't like it.
Look, if I were to give it a review, I would say I would give this one about 5.31 stars.
Okay. Wait, time out for a second before you get going and into
out of 10.
Could you, if you wouldn't have known the backstory and you just went into it for what it was, do you think you could have, it would have gotten a higher score in your, in your brain?
It might have gotten a 6.5.
Okay. You really didn't like it. Because
here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing, right? I didn't like the whole setup, right? That it was fucking farmers versus the Empire. Right.
Okay. Well, that's Star Wars for you.
I mean, like, okay, but like, fucking Luke Skywalker, okay, was a farmer. Okay, yeah. He's a farmer's kid, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was fucking flying around the planet on that speeder and shit, and like, get fucking around with droids, and like, you know, he had this like inkling to wanting to be a hero, right?
Yeah.
And like, I did like the main character, the lady, right? And I thought the action scenes were really cool, right?
Yeah. The but girl, like, the swords. I thought you'd be all in for the sword girl. Yeah,
like the and her like getting her whole crew. Even that dude who was like, "I'm not gonna wear a shirt no matter what happens," right?
Yeah,
like I don't care what's going on. I'm not hiding these abs. Like
he's the Drax character from
yeah. Even him, I was like, yeah, man. And then even like. Like the people that the other people that they got with, and like I knew that fucking guy was gonna be a dick the whole time, right? I'm trying not to spoil it if you're gonna go watch it, right? There's a character in there, you know, that you know what's gonna happen. Like it was slightly obvious, but I'm okay with obvious, right?
Yeah.
And like the action scene at the end was cool. That motherfucker took that ship down with a goddamn spear. He took the ship down. He took a fucking spaceship. That was killing everybody, that was hyped up as this badass fucking spaceship, and he took it down with a fucking spear.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that part was a little weird. I mean,
with a spear, with a spear. He fucking got up, grabbed his spear, and was like, fuck this spaceship, and he fucking did it.
In all fairness, he didn't kill the spaceship with a spear. He killed the driver of the spaceship with a spear, which then in turn made the spaceship crash. He didn't take out the space. It wasn't like he threw a spear at the spaceship and then the spaceship blew up. he took out the driver.
If he threw that fucking spear instead of what he did, right? And it went into an engine and the engine malfunctioned and pitched that thing over, it could have had a similar effect. I mean, I don't know what that spear was made of. It looked like a really nice spear.
It reminded me, it was basically like Zach was like, you know that really cool scene in 300 where fucking homeboy runs with his spear and he jumps
it was and he's exactly in the air? That it's the scene.
Same scene, bro.
The same fucking scene.
Just replace all the fucking the army guys with the spaceship. It's the same scene, bro.
This is really the same scene, dude. And he did 300. So, like, it makes sense that he would reuse some of his content.
Right? I mean, he was just like, this, you know what? That was an epic scene. Let's redo that.
Look, will I watch the second part of it? Absolutely. I'm 100% sure you will. There's no way I'm not going to watch it. And look, look, maybe the next one is going to suck me in even more, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's totally a setup movie, right?
Yeah,
I think that they could have like cut out like 20 of the first 30 minutes. That's how. And once it got going, then I was like, okay, yeah, you're fucking flying around the galaxy, picking up all these dudes to fucking team up, but like you still only got six people against an empire.
Whenever somebody does the Blues Brothers, I'm gonna get the band back together. I'm in. I get locked in. Right. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh yeah, who's next? Let's go. Who's next? You know, I'm like,
dude, Rick and Morty did an episode like that, and everybody they picked up, they were like, you son of a bitch, I'm in. It was their heist episode.
Yeah, Rick,
you son of a bitch, I'm in. You know, like that's how this movie went. And that part of it I liked, right? I did like that. I thought the spaceships looked cool, right? You gotta have some cool fucking looking spaceships, right?
Yeah.
I thought the bad guys were pretty fucking bad, right? Like how that fucking shit ended. I'm like, well, fucking, if you're gonna Matrix this shit, then fucking go ahead. Like,
it was creepy. There was parts of it that I thought were creepy. Like the when the bad dude is in his office and he's got his like snake pets.
Oh, yeah.
Snake lovers. I don't know what they are, but
he was fucking like evil looking octopus thing. Yeah. Like, which is the same shit from The Boys when the dude had the sex with the octopus.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, have you seen Gen V yet?
I started watching it.
Man, that's good. That is good.
Yeah. I started watching it. I haven't got all the way through, but I enjoyed it. But yeah, I don't know, man. This movie was entertaining enough that I think people will enjoy it for what it is. I mean, if you didn't know it was a Star Wars thing, like I didn't know that.
I would like it more.
I think you would have liked it more because it's got enough, you know,
after 30 minutes of watching this, Jackie turns and looks at me and she goes, why is there no blood? Right?
That's true.
And she's like, this should be bloody and messy. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, like that would make it way better. You know, like if you made it a little bit gory, like,
yeah, ooh,
you know,
there were some parts though that were kind of extreme, but not, they weren't gory. But some of the, you know, ways they went about killing people and stuff were interesting. Yeah,
it was good. Look, it wasn't bad, right? I also watched a movie last night called Catch 44 with Bruce Willis.
Another Bruce movie.
Yeah, dude, this was the ugliest Bruce Willis I think I've seen. He had the worst fucking soul patch. But it was horrible. And the movie had a 15% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, right? Like the critic score on this was like 15%. And then it had this lady in it who, when you see it, she was like that extra hot chick from like every movie in like the early 2000s, right? She was in everything. And this actor who's been working consistently since like fucking the early 90s, like every year she's done something.
It might have been the rating. What was your match rating for the movie though? What was your match?
It was like 100%. And then like after we watch it, I was like, God, that movie was a whole fucking movie, like doing the, it was like trying to be like a the music was great in the movie. This movie had a budget, right? But the whole fucking movie was about a setup for a gunfight in a bar, right? Or a diner, right? Like, so they kept doing flashbacks and all this other shit. And I was like, I had a hard time following it. And then at the end, like, it's like, here's eight movies we think that you might like based off of this movie. And Jackie looked at it and she goes, we're not watching any of those. And I was like, come on, let's watch like one of these things. She's like, no, fuck you, fuck that. We're not watching that shit. I'm like, God damn it. Like, it was too bad. It was too bad. And Forrest Whitaker, I think they got him to do the movie by telling him that, hey, dude, in every scene, you could do a different accent.
I can't even picture him doing accents.
Dude, he did like a Creole accent. He did like a stutter at one point. Like every fucking scene, he was like, you know, and I didn't understand his character at all. Like I was really high and I did pass out at points, but like the parts that I watched it out of context were, you couldn't follow him. So I don't know. So,
But,
wait, I got one more. have you watched? You can leave the music on for that. Leave the music on. Wait, how'd you turn the volume down?
I just turned it off. I stopped.
Oh, like faded out. Have you watched Reacher?
Oh yeah,
The show.
I'm caught up as far as this season, the new season goes.
Dude, how badass was that line when he was talking to the villain guy? And he was like, maybe I've been going about this the wrong way, Reacher. Maybe I should fucking ask you what you want and we can work this shit out. He's like, what do you want? And he was like, I want to throw you out of a helicopter. Holy shit! Like as a sales guy, I was like, how do you negotiate from that point, right? No, where the other person's position is, I want to throw you out of a helicopter.
You just hang up at that point, bro. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, like, okay, well, then we guess we're not gonna work this out.
I'm enjoying this season. I really enjoyed the first season. This season's a little different. I feel like this season they're trying to make him not as like in the first season, he was really like, I'm all knowing, I'm I'm always right kind of thing and shit. This season, I feel like they're making him a little less like that, you know what I mean? Which I like, you know, because he's not like Superman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's having moments of like, you know.
But that's like, so I read a bunch of the books. I haven't finished all of them. There's like fucking 30 at this point, I think.
Yeah.
And like in the books, that's how he was. He was a very frustrating main character because he would make decisions like if you're like, hey, what should I do in this situation? He's like, well, maybe I could just punch him in the face hard enough to get what I want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he and he was fucking with everybody. Like he almost dies a couple times in the series, right? And but most of the time he's doing 98% of the ass kicking.
Yeah,
right. Like it's not like he doesn't get a people don't get a lick in here or there, but when it comes to fighting, he is savagely brutal, and he's doing the vast majority of the ass kicking, like that whole biker gang scene, dude.
I know,
that was straight out of the book, man. It like that vicious style. We're just like
vicious. Did you like, okay? So are you caught up?
Comes up. And, yeah, I'm all the way up, and the biker gang is like, "Hey, we're here. You know, we're gonna fucking beat you to death." And he's like, no, I'm gonna kill every one of you guys. Like,
yeah. He's like, oh, smart. You're putting your guns away to not make noise. You know, he's all perfectly. You're gonna die tonight, by the way. Yeah. It's basically what he said to the guy.
Dude, and when he told the fucking FBI when he's leaving, he's like, well, we got a lot of fucking people to kill. And those two FBI agents were like,
just okay. Like his brother. He's just like just, his brother. I felt bad for the drug dealer that they kept punking throughout the show.
Dude, there was a scene in the book that was very similar to that, where he's like, I need to get, I need some guns and some money, right? But the difference was in the book is that he found a crack house, right?
Yeah.
And he basically kicked in the back door, ran in with no gun, okay? And killed everybody in there, okay? And took like multiple guns and a huge sack of cash. You know,
that's basically what he did in this one in the beginning. Like, he's like, I need to go get a gun, and he goes and just fucking punks this drug dealer and fucking takes his fucking gun and his money. You know what I mean? Like, and then they do it to him again, like two episodes later, the same guy. I'm like, oh man! And then he says to him, "Find a new line of work, guy," or something like that,
fuckhead or something.
Like fuck that, man. Anyways, great show. I'm really enjoying it.
I love that show.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
I watched Diplomat, the one that's on Netflix. I started watching that one with Kerry Russell.
Yeah.
And it's not an action show or anything. It's slower kind of, you know, but I like those types of shows. Those more
do you like those like end of the world type movies?
Yeah, I'm in for those.
You need to watch Leave the World Behind.
Oh, I watched it. I watched
it. Holy shit, dude. That movie, is like, it makes me want to go out and fucking go buy, like, you know, I don't know, like 50 cases of bottled water, like fucking a couple hundred canned foods, maybe a couple guns, like some other like prepper type. I need to start to be a prepper after that movie.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon's character in that movie was great.
Dude, the end of that movie, though, how terrifying was that?
So
like if that's a way that like other countries could take out the United States, fucking goddamn it. Terrifying. That is like a worst case scenario that I had never considered.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like,
definitely go check it out.
What the fuck was up with those deer?
Oh, I know. It was so weird.
What the fuck were the deer doing, man? Why were the deer like that?
I don't know, but that was so weird, dude.
Even how that movie started was like, whoa. Like,
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to ruin any of that for anybody. But
I'm trying to be vague when I talk about that movie because I enjoyed it.
I don't think the deer would like talking about the deer would fuck up anything.
No, I know, but it's such a new movie that I don't want to give it too much away.
Look, if you like the TV show Friends and you like end of the world scenarios, this is your jam.
Yeah, so funny. Oh man, dude.
Bubbles and vibes.
I was just about to say we need some more bubbles and vibes.
Dude, we did a great job of not talking about the testacuzzi the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, we gave it a little, we gave it some breathing room.
We're giving off some strong bubbles and vibes.
I'm worried that people are going to, that's going to be your new nicknames for us.
Dude, if we had our show, which one of us would be Bubbles and which one would be Vibes? I think you'd be Bubbles. I don't know. Maybe I'd be Bubbles.
I don't know. Maybe we should ask the guys. Who do you guys think would be Bubbles and who would be Vibes? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Bubbles and Vibes and the Polish Mayo and Polish Retriever.
Mayo and the Polish Retriever.
That sounds like a morning show fucking in like Denver, Colorado.
The Morning Zoo with Mayo, Polish Retriever, Bubbles, and
That's so funny, man. All right, are we doing?
They have to know we call them. They have to. The another Witchhop podcast. They have to know we call them Mayo and the Polish Retriever, right?
Oh, by now, I'm sure they do.
I mean, how does everybody not call them that?
Oh, so, man. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here.
We got to call Tiffany.
We got to get Tiffany on the show for sure.
Dude, maybe if people keep sending us this stupid ass fucking sex toy shit, like maybe we could have like a top five stupid ass sex toy episode with Tiffany and we can fucking surprise her with each one. Because I guarantee you, she does not listen to this podcast. She's far too important for that kind of shenanigans. And like, so she probably hasn't heard of the ball though, or the testacuzzi, right?
Yeah.
So, Jesus Christ, what stupid shit are you guys gonna send me next? Please don't send me the dick flops, by the way, or the pussy juice. I don't want that. I never know what to do with this stuff when it gets to my house, and then it ends up in my pantry, and my kids start using it. So like. I should have just fucking thrown it away, but
No.
How do you throw that shit away? I don't know, man.
I'm excited to see what these guys share with you next.
You guys need Ben's address, just DM me and I'll send you Ben's address. I don't know why everybody has my fucking address. But maybe they just like send it to me because the reaction I give. I don't know, dude. Like,
yeah.
But I'm giving out strong thanks, Bubbles. All right. Let's wrap this shit up. All right. Please verify your identity. No, I'm not going to do that. All right.
Ooh, the mashup.
That's too much, dude. That's way too much. There you go. Oh. Wait, pause the music for a second. Can we talk about our first Patreon for a minute? Kyle Foot from Footwork.
Oh, yeah. He surprised us with that.
He's gone into hiding, right?
Yeah.
This bearded Kyle without the handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
I have very mixed feelings about this.
I was a little surprised too that he went full beard. It wasn't because I didn't know the mustache was like a work choice thing. I thought that was just a lifestyle choice thing, and now he's growing the full beard, and I didn't know he couldn't
grow the short hair and the trimmed beard. Like, who is this gentleman?
He doesn't look the same. He's not the same Kyle that we knew But
like maybe he's in some kind of boiler bro club or something like that. You know, where like you want to talk about boilers?
Maybe he's on the land.
I mean, he just had a kid, so I understand giving up your, you know, anything that's, you know, like after your fifth kid or sixth kid, however many he's got now, like, yeah. You know, at some point you're just like, nothing matters. So. But what does matter is the continued support that you patrons give us. So I would like to thank you guys. Kyle Foote from the Footwork Networks, now fucking not with a handlebar mustache. But speaking of mustaches, Matthew from the Wooden Mustache, still giving free rides, everybody. DJ Lee from Unauthorized at Hotmail. Jesus, Lee, where'd you get that
from? Oh, man.
Lee Oman from Regal Street. The Big Mike Hole from the Broken Lead Woodworks. Dave One Grit Wirt from the Rustic Joy Woodworks and Podcast. My mom, Elise. Tim from Turnworks. Dave the Thriller Miller. His beard looks like a fucking bouquet of dildos.
What? I think he washes his beard in the testacuzzi.
He's definitely. You need a good beard washing system. Dude, you think of that? The fucking vibrating thing would be on his neck and be like, as he fucking washes his beard in the bubble bath.
I thought you put the vibrating thing on the chin, and then the beard sits in the bath.
You know, I mean, then you'd be tucking your beard underneath your chin. How does that make sense? So, anyway,
I was thinking you turn it around. I don't know.
I know we don't do this. We're getting sidetracked. Okay. So the Billy S is for the Simple Woodwood Co. Corey from Odyssey CNC, the unofficial lube of the podcast. Making natural sex lubes for everybody. Eric from Bubble Shoots. Dude, he would love, are you kidding me? He would fucking love it if he had like a sex lube too on the side. It was like, you know, put this right down your chute for a good time. He'd fucking love that. You know how rich he'd be? Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For the back shoots.
Yeah, for the back shoots. You want to get stuck in your back shoot? Bumble shoots. Orb works. And it's fucking back-to-back disaster podcast for like 3 for 3. The Collingwood Canoe Company. Not making fucking canoes, that's for sure. Grant from Dad Crafted. Sorry, Grant, we didn't talk to you about you more on this sex toy-related podcast, but, you know, we still love you, bro. Ryder from Ryder Custom Creation. Due for a proof of life check, Ryder. Jason Sullivan from JM Sullivan. Toolworks and Tool Bags. No, Woodworks and Tool Bags. Kamani from Vanstray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Murdoch from Pine Elite Woodworks. He's got the energy of a sex toy salesperson.
Can you imagine? That must be a lot of energy.
Door-to-door sex. He's like a door-to-door sex toy salesperson, right?
You got to get up. You got to get up every time you go to the door to talk about the testacuzzi and the ball. You got to get yourself, ramp yourself up for that.
You know? Do you know how much energy you have to knock on 500 doors a day to talk about the testacuzzi and the baldo? Like, you gotta get. That's the kind of you got to have Murdoch style energy.
That's right.
From Nip Brim Woodworking. Judd from Nimbus and Sons, your Apocalypse BFF. Justin, I don't know if you've watched that Leave the World Behind movie, but you're ready for that. Justin's ready for that.
Yeah.
From Campfire Woodworks, Tracy from Mac and Tracy Woodworks, Ben from Wheel Wood Design Company. I forgot to say the company part. And Don from What's Next Woodworking. Thank you guys for bringing things to my life like the Baldo and the testicle.
Did we lose the P.L. Smiths?
No, I said that to find folks at P.L. Smith.
Oh, I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him. All right.
I mean, I get why you wouldn't want to listen to me either.
No. Oh, man. Oh, we had a little mini maker meetup at my house yesterday. I had Bryce over, Waffle Beaver. I had a JR over. That was cool. That was fun. You called in at the perfect time to be a part of it.
Dude, I don't like when I saw Bryce putting Fusion 360 on your computer. I was like, don't fucking call me to teach you how to use that shit. Like,
he's trying. He tried. My computer's too old for it, so I couldn't get it. But I got Tinkercad, and we've been working on Tinkercad, and Frankie's been learning stuff. We already printed our first print that Frankie designed on Tinkercad, and we printed it on the 3D printer.
What was it?
Just as he did a little nameplate, a little plate with his name raised on it, you know, and turned out awesome. And anyways, but it was good seeing them. It was awesome. Bryce was stoked that we talked about him on the Baldo episode, so I wanted to make sure we got him in on the Testacuzzi episode. Bryce, you need a Testacuzzi. You know what I mean?
Dude, if anybody has the body control and strength to be able to physically use a Testacuzzi, it's Bryce.
I don't know why this popped into my head, but I picture, like, remember when Van Damme did the whole splits across the two chairs in Bloodsport? Yes. That would be the perfect application, I think, for the Testacuzzi.
That is the only application for the Testacuzzi.
Bryce, let us know how that works. You're the only person I know in physically enough, good enough shape to do it.
Dude, he's going to have to put the chairs up against walls or something, though, because if those chairs slip out and he dips too far, like... next could be unpleasant.
Oh, Bryce.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
Oh, man. All right. Well, so do I got to... So, should I got to change the sign off now again to, like... Thanks for listening. We're Bubbles and Vibes. Taste the biscuits, people.
Take it away, Tim.
You take it away, Tim.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.